A long list of well-publicized internet breaches has helped fuel sales at Pony Express. The company makes sensors that search for vulnerabilities in the hard-to-reach recesses of sprawling online networks. Dave Porcello started Pony Express in 2010 in a building in an industrial area down a dirt road in Berlin. In the past year, he's added two new locations, including a small engineering site in Burlington and a storefront sales and marketing office in Boston. The growth was financed by $5 million in venture capital money. Porcello says the company now has 18 in-house employees.
We've been doubling in size roughly every year since we started, and I expect that to continue. Obviously not indefinitely, but hopefully for another several years.
Pony Express's 1,500 customers are mostly mid to large-sized private companies in financial, healthcare, retail, and hospitality industries, along with some federal agencies. Porcello says the next big step for the company is the rollout of a platform that will make it possible to manage numerous Pony Express devices from a central console. That'll create the potential to deploy many more of the company's products. Porcello says despite putting the sales and marketing side of the business in Boston, there are good reasons to keep engineering in Vermont.
We've actually found more availability of engineers in Vermont versus Boston, and I believe that's because there are less high-tech jobs available in Vermont, but a lot of great programs in our colleges and universities, great technical programs where these kids are graduating, and a portion of them would actually like to stay in Vermont after they graduate.
Porcello says he's found plenty of homegrown talent coming out of programs at the University of Vermont, Champlain College, and Vermont Technical College. And he's hiring now. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.